Helping you with everything on your journey to get a better broadcast, podcast and video voice. My name is Peter Stewart. Thank you for listening to today's episode where we're going to be talking about projection and character. Well, character today and tomorrow, location. And also about the message and the audience as well, and the different scenarios and situations in which you might choose to have a different kind of projection. Because volume is a key part of presentation from a script, whether in voiceovers, voice acting, reading, presenting. That volume needs to be appropriate for the character, the location, the message, and the audience. The clues to the volume you use will be in the script, written or studio direction, or maybe in the outline, the brief, the specs provided by the scriptwriter or the agency or the client. And it's your job to take all the clues and direction and create content that connects with the target audience to make them do or feel something. That could be to buy a certain thing, think in a certain way, maybe laugh or cry, be angry, and so on. As far as news goes, it may be to be reassured that they're up to date, that they're knowledgeable, that they have that social ammunition to be able to have a conversation with someone about something that's happening. Let's look at those then. I mentioned character, location, message and audience. Today, let's look at character. It's perhaps obvious that a character written as a bully would be loud and leery, yeah? Think about that for a moment. Aren't some of the most threatening characters actually rather quiet, perhaps even unassuming? It may have more effect to whisper a threat than shout one. And yeah, horror films have sudden loud surprises, but the softer noises can actually be more scary than soothing. A confident person, you might suggest, would be someone that has no problem sharing their voice at a good, clear volume. But think again. Confidence may be shown in a quiet voice because the speaker knows they have the personality, the gravitas, the message to command the room, be hushed to listen to them. Think about it. Wasn't the most effective teacher at school the one who spoke softly rather than shouted? So those couple of examples show that with a bit of thought and direction, you can make your character more 3D than 2D when it comes to portraying them through the use of volume. I'm back tomorrow when we talk about projection and the location as Get a Better Broadcast, Podcast and Video Voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.